you are proposing isn't the right thing. It is a topic of conversation everywhere you go, throughout Idaho and Oregon and Washington, Alaska, Nevada, Arizona, because of exactly what Senator Burns has said. It has now become a very real problem of getting into the court in a timely fashion because of the phenomenal caseload in this very, very large circuit. It is without question the largest in the country, as I said, and even after you divide it, it's still going to be, the ninth will still be the largest. So it is improving the situation. Here's the choice we have this year. The Senate, if it fails to act, will be the obstacle. The House is going to pass a circuit court division this year. I've talked with the primary sponsor over there, Mike Simpson of my state of Idaho. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee is already in the House, planned to move it out. They moved it out last year. It passed the House last year. It will pass the House this year unencumbered, so meaning it will come to us in a very clean fashion. Now, there will be some differences in the proposal. But the point is quite obvious. Is the Senate once again going to deny citizens who live in that very large geographic area of the country what they deserve through our judicial system? And I would hope not. I and others have worked very closely with the California senators. It's a tough call for them. But Senator Feinstein last year recognized the caseload had become unmanageable. And as a result of that, you literally have two or three judges making decisions, not just for 58 million people, but for all of the country. And you've seen some decisions come out of there that simply were not balanced, and that's why the Supreme Court looks at the Ninth Circuit as it has, rejecting so much of the work that the Ninth Circuit does. And therefore, what does that mean? It means a tremendous waste of time in getting justice brought. It also is a very costly process. If you have to take a bad decision out of the Ninth Circuit that the rest of the circuits of the country would have reacted differently to, and bring it to the Supreme Court for a final disposition. So there are a lot of pros and cons about this, but the pros now substantially outweigh the cons.